How about that? Okay, now, welcome to everybody. Good to have you here this last Sunday of 2020. Now, you know it must be getting cooler. Sean has a jacket on. Okay, the last Sunday of the year, and thank you. The last Sunday of the year, so do we want to have a testimony meeting this morning of the blessings that you receive from the Lord? And testimony meeting before your brothers and sisters in the faith here of how you worked through some of the challenges that you faced in 2020? Or would you like to look ahead and know what 2021 is going to be like? Well, I think at this point we're going to be spending the time looking ahead. And Mike had given me that opportunity, so I'm going to take that opportunity of opportunities for growing in 2021. Here we are at 2021. Remember 21 years ago when some thought that Y2K was here and it's going to be the end of the earth? Well, we're still here. The Lord is still in control. He knows all things. He has everything planned out in His plan. Now, for us, we don't always know how the plan is going to be played out. But you know, as we contemplate the anticipation of a new year and opportunities for growing in richer fellowship with God, and there are opportunities in every life, there are opportunities for higher achievement and wider usefulness and spiritual discovery. I like that one. What are the things that you and I are going to discover in this new year that we haven't before? How many times have you read a scripture and you read over it? You read it before many times, and then all of a sudden, something jumps out at you that the Holy Spirit brings to you that you didn't see before. So what are those opportunities for you this year? Many of us, in moods we allow too often, look upon circumstances in life as barriers to attainment. Oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. As we discern what looks like prison bars, when really what they are, they're papier-mâché walls. And Satan has a way of putting those walls up before us, and we see them and we say, oh, can't do that. There's a wall there. And we know in the life of Paul was on his journeys and he wanted to go to certain places, but God closed the door of opportunity for certain places and had him go other places. Our circumstances only look like barriers because of an inward eye by which we recognize spiritual values is diseased. We have the disease, and the disease is called sin. Did you ever hear someone say there are never open doors without opportunities? How many of you have walked through a door this morning to get here? Probably lots of doors. If you think about it, doors of opportunity. We opened a door to come in here this morning. No, we didn't open it. Chuck opened it for us. He was our doorkeeper. Thank you. He was making it more inviting for us to come. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, and I think somebody has a verse, 1 Corinthians 16:9. Does somebody have that one? Or maybe I didn't. I know I gave some out, and I'm just thinking about that one.
You got 2 Chronicles 16:9.
Okay, that's another one. 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. When you open a door, Paul in his personal plan found this to be the case at times. Think of the times that Paul had where he was going someplace. Do you have that? Oh, okay. Okay. Caught me off guard there. Door denotes an opportunity to do anything. Think about it. A door gives you opportunity. for entrance, for access into anything. Think about that. In 2 Corinthians 2:12, it says, "Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door of opportunity was opened unto me of the Lord." The door was opened to me of the Lord. In Acts 14:27, Paul had an open door of faith unto him to the Gentiles. How about that opportunity? He had that opportunity, the door opened for him to present the gospel to the Gentiles. And in Acts 14:27, it says, "And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all the good that God had done with them." Ooh, we could rehearse this morning all the good things God has done for us in 2020 or before that. We could spend a lot of time, probably the rest of the day. They rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. That's in Paul's first missionary journey. And in Colossians 4:3 it says, "With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of the God of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." He was in jail at this time. When in 2021 might a door be opened for you to share with somebody the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Think about that. Thank you, Mary, for your part and that shoemaker. Have you and I this year served God, served Jesus by the people that have come into our lives? Think about it. That's to remember, think back, rehearse those things. Rehearse those things, and what does that do? It builds up our faith. It builds up our faith as we rehearse those kinds of things. Opportunity is a favorable juncture of circumstances, a good chance for advancement. Through these doors of opportunity, they are very effective to present the gospel. There's an opportunity in every difficulty, and in every opportunity, these are the doors of opportunity that are very effective to present the gospel. There is an opportunity in every difficulty, and a difficulty in every opportunity. That is why so many blessings are missed, and so many heights left unscaled, so many fine chapters of service left unwritten. And thank you for the heat. I feel it coming. Some of the finest missionaries are those who never went. They heard the call. They felt the urge. And would have gone through. But there were adversaries. Paper mache walls. There were obstacles. There was discouragement. There was hesitation. The vision faded. The grand vocation was never fulfilled. I'm going back in our lifetime, Joanne and I, when we felt called to go to Mississippi for a year in voluntary service in Jackson, Mississippi. At that time, I was already called to the ministry, and, you know, how are we going to do that, and how's the job situation going to be with Dad and things? How are those all going to work out? And what are we going to do with the house? The house did get rented about a week or two before we left for Jackson, Mississippi. But God orchestrated it all along the way and found things that worked out. Thank you, Lord, for that. That was an opportunity of a lifetime to help stretch us Lancaster County folks in a culture that was very different, but we knew that God was there as we went. We knew God was praying. People were praying for us. Some of the finest missionaries are those who never went. They heard the call, they felt the urge, but there were adversaries. Let's think of opportunities you and I are going to have in 2021. Think about it. What opportunities are you and I going to have? The opportunities that the new year ahead, by God's grace, will afford us. We can't go back and relive the past, the old year. So let us turn our eyes to the opportunities which are open before you and I. So all I, as I see, everybody is moving, everybody's sitting upright. You have life. So think about how God is going to use you if you're willing to say, Lord, what do you have for me today? Who are you going to put in my path today? Is it somebody that needs a pair of shoes? Or a dish of food? Or what will it be? Lord, are we asking for that? The adversary wants to blind our minds. May we see it as a great opportunity for us. Let us realize that the God-given opportunities are provided by the Creator of the universe. Think about that. We're going to look further now at opportunities of richer fellowship with God. What were the opportunities you had this year of opportunities for richer fellowship with God? And if you want to look to a Bible character about this, how about if we check in with Mary? Mary was a person who fellowshipped with God, who spent time fellowshipping. Fellowship with God has no attraction to the person who does not believe. They don't understand why you would take time to do some of the things you do as a Christian. They don't understand that. Or the carnal person. God is willing to hear and answer their requests as a believer. Call upon the name of the Lord and what? You will be saved. Yes, let us open the door of opportunity to richer fellowship with God. Let us walk through it. Not just stand at the door and look in. Isn't it interesting if there's a service going on sometimes and there's opportunity for a room here and a room back further and people come in? Sometimes people just want to come in just so they're inside a little bit, but they don't want to come front too far. We got the front rows taken today by some people here. But they don't want to get too close. They might get sucked in. They might have to do something. But let us walk through, not just stand in the vestibule. If we don't walk through, we will not enjoy the fellowship that is seen from standing inside and looking in. Opportunities to be partakers of Him in the divine promise. Be a partaker of the many promises which you have in the Word, which are all yea and amen in Christ. Gather them up. Go confidently through the door of opportunities, as we see here in the life of Joshua. Somebody has Joshua 1:1-9, if they would read that, please. We see this taking place in Joshua as he was starting out and leading these children of Israel. Go ahead.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man should be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Alice. Joshua was a man who had gotten the mantle of leadership laid upon him, and he was at a point where he was ready to test that out, see how it would go leading these children of Israel as they were ready to move on to something new, a place they had never been before. But you see, there are promises. And we see the promises of God that are needed in a time of trial in our lives, that He, God, will sustain us. How about this year? How about this year? God sustaining us through these times. The hope we have in Christ. In the past week, and since I preached the message back at the beginning of Advent about hope in Christ, it's amazing how many times I've heard people talking about hope. And up in New York someplace in the city, there's a big, somebody made a big thing with H-O-P-E, hope, spelled out. And I had to think of that. It's amazing how it's just been more, I've been thinking of it a lot more than I have in that way because of that. So let's look at what the promises, what would this world be like without promises? God, during the flood, made a promise. How about the rainbow? How about seed time and harvest? What is it like to penetrate the future without promises? How dark this would be if we didn't have the promises. Do we realize the promises of God in our lives, 2020 and future, 2021? Yes, if we were cut off from these, we have no way of either obtaining the blessing which we desire or that we can be ours. One of my favorite verses in the scriptures is that from 1 4, I should say, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, doesn't stop there, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this world through lust. Will you be a partaker of these opportunities in 2021, having the qualities of attributed to something? Partakers of the divine nature is what it's talking about here. Yes, Hebrews 12:10 says that we might be partakers of His holiness, which is a contrary notion to that of pantheism. Pantheism is the belief that all things are now God or a part of God. It is said that the object of the promise is that we may become the partaker of the divine nature. You and I can be partakers of the divine nature. It can't be taken so literal as to mean that we can never partake of the divine essence, or shall we be absorbed in divine nature as we lose our individuality. This is the idea of the Buddhist. They are absorbed even to that of losing their individuality in their thinking. I get this page moved. Partakers of the divine nature, think about it. There's only one thing, one thing that was created by God that can partake of the divine nature. That's you and I. As man, they're the only dwellers in the earth that are capable to rise to this condition, to be a partaker. The pledge to us of His divine presence, Isaiah 43:2. Now, I know I have a verse out for that. Thank you. That's okay.
Now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Remember passing through the waters, through the sea, the parting, the Jordan River parting, walking through the fire. Neither shall they be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. presence of God, the divine presence. Let's look at the divine protection from 2 Chronicles 16:9.
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war.
Thank you. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You can spend some time looking what that all means in that verse. We aren't going to go into that this morning. So we looked at divine protection here, which is a promise to the believer. Then his divine provision from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 12 to 17.
These are all warning markers. Danger in our history books, written down so that we don't repeat their mistakes. Our positions in the story are we're going to get there, Glenn. are parallel. They at the beginning, we at the end, and we are just as capable of messing it up as they were. Don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. You could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It's useless. Cultivate God confidence. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. So, my very dear friends, when you see people reducing God to something they can use or control, get out of their company as fast as you can. I assume I'm addressing believers now who are mature. Draw your own conclusions. When we drink the cup of blessing, aren't we taking into ourselves the blood, the very life of Jesus? And isn't it the same with the loaf of bread we break and eat? Don't we take into ourselves the body, the very life of Christ?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I gave that to Barry because I knew we'd get it out of the message. Okay. There's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Oh, now wait a minute. Don't put yourself in a place of temptation. There are many stories about that. And I remember I was working some years ago in Ephrata, and we were working about three doors up at a Western Auto, and we had to park sometimes in front of the state store. And that really bothered my conscience. I did not like to park there. I knew I wasn't going in, but I did not like to see my vehicle parked in front of the state store. That is just something. Maybe you have something in your mind. Maybe you have something that you think about. But that's one of those areas of temptation. I haven't been tempted by it. But it shows, help us, Lord, to stay away from those areas of temptation that we are drawn to. Now, we want to move on here. We looked at opportunities. Now we're looking at opportunities of greater usefulness for Christ. And this is Martha. Greater opportunities for usefulness for Christ. When someday we cross the river, we ascend the shining approach to heaven. Will we give a whist, look backwards, wishing? We might have used our opportunities more faithfully to bring others to that place where the King reigns in his beauty. That's an important piece. But we look back and wish we'd have done there, that, that, and that. We'll look back and say, Lord, that opportunity, in light of eternity, the pleasure, the pursuits, and concerns which we spend so much time may seem strangely small then. We ought to view those things as we shall view them then, when the things of earth will go strangely dim in light of his glory and grace. How loyal and willing and active we ought to be despite discouragements in the bearing of our daily witness. How about fish and bread? Important two pieces. Help us to be sensitive in 2021. It has been said that a pessimist is one who sees a difficulty in every opportunity, where an optimist sees an opportunity in every difficulty. I want you to open our eyes, Lord, to the open doors around us, the door of faith, the door of service, the door of opportunity, the door of helpfulness, the door of listening, the door of sharing, the door of caring, visitation, your neighbor, your brothers, your sisters in the faith, the church family, your friends, your enemies. See if you can have a connection there with them as you begin this new year and as you live throughout the year of 2021. I want to share this poem here, My Guide. The open door of another year, I've entered by grace divine. No ills I fear, no foes I dread, for a wonderful guide is mine. Through job or chastening, though he lead, in tears, though my race be run, whate'er my lot, this my prayer shall be, not mine, but thy will be done. I walk by faith in my heavenly, with my heavenly guide, with fearless, unfaltering tread. Assured that he who appoints my days will daily provide my bread. He'll send me more grace should afflictions come, and a staff for a pathway steep, while o'er me ever, by night and day, my Father his watch will keep. With perfect trust in his love and care, I'll walk to my journey's end, and day by day he will strength renew, and peace to my heart will send. O blessed guide, walking all unseen, yet close to my side always, do thou who guidest my steps aright, lead me on to eternal day. Opportunities this year with your families. Opportunities with your husband or your wife or your children or a man and a woman in marriage. In our personal lives, in our jobs, in our community, in our church. How are you going to continue on with that? In Deuteronomy 6:7, we have the words of Moses given to the children of Israel, and they shall teach them diligently unto their children. They shall talk with them when they sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them as a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and they shall write them upon the posts of thy house and upon thy gates. We were talked to about Matthew 25:40 this morning, and that fits very well here. And I think I turn to that Matthew 25, and I'm going to read a couple of verses there from Matthew 25 as we think about some of the things that God has for us this year. And this is where Jesus is talking about the final judgment, and I'm going to verse 37 of Matthew 25. Then these righteous ones will reply, Sir, when did we see thee hungry and fed thee? Or thirsty and give you anything to drink? Or a stranger and helped you? Or naked and clothed you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And I, the king, will tell them, When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you were doing it to me. Then will I turn to those on my left hand and say, Away with you, you cursed ones, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry, and you wouldn't feed me, thirsty, and you wouldn't give me any drink. Stranger, and you refused me hospitality, naked, and you wouldn't clothe me, sick and in prison, and you wouldn't visit me. Then they will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or stranger, or naked, or sick and in prison, and not help you? And I will answer, when you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers, you are refusing help to me. Opportunities for us In 2021, the songwriter has put it this way: I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. O, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Opportunities for greater usefulness for the Lord. Mary had opportunities of richer fellowship with God. What is going to be your time spent with the Lord in 2021? What is the time that I'm going to spend with the Lord? What are the times of greater usefulness for Christ? From Matthew 25, as I read, how are you going to be involved in that? Occupy for or with Jesus. Martha in the kitchen, serving with her hands, occupied for Jesus, with her pots and pans, loving him yet fervent, burdened to the brim. Careful, troubled Martha, occupy for him. Mary on the footstool, eyes upon her Lord. Occupy with Jesus, drinking in his word. This the one thing needful, all else strangely dim. Loving, resting Mary, occupied with him. So may we, like Mary, choose a better part, resting in his presence, hands and feet and heart, drinking in his wisdom, eyes upon his face. When it comes, we're ready, spirit, will, and nerve. Mary's heart to worship, Martha's heart to serve. That's the rightful order as our lamps we trim. Occupy with Jesus, then occupy for him. Lois Carpenter wrote that. Let us pray. God, we come to you today to praise you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace and your love. Lord, as we think about Advent and we think about hope and we think about joy and we think about peace and about love, as we go forth in a new year, Lord, may we think about your divine presence with us and how that we can be partakers of that because you are living in and through us. Lord God, take us and use us so that we might glorify you as we go from here to serve in the world in 2021 for your honor and your glory and the furtherance of your kingdom. Amen.